Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, our second election candidate this morning is William Bowers. He's standing in the constituency of Middle, married with children, lives in Port Sodrick, lived on the island for the last 30 years, runs a catering company. Morning, Mr. Bowers.
Good morning, James.
Why do you feel that now, that despite not having any previous political experience, is the right time for you to try and get elected to the House of Keys? Obvious first question, really.
Well, being fortunate enough to live on the island for the past 30 years, I feel now it's time to give something back. My family, children and myself have been privileged to live here on the island. I feel very strongly about the island's future, and I feel there are a lot of things that we need to address to get the island back on track. And that's why I'm standing for the Middle.
You're another of the candidates who've spoken about, naturally, about the public sector pension shortfall. Mm-hmm. What do you make of the union head, Eric Holmes's assertion that candidates need to get their facts right about the issue and acknowledge government and the unions have actually agreed a long-term strategy about this?
You're absolutely right. Before anybody can talk about pensions in details, they have to get the facts right. There are various degrees in the pension fund. There are people on different levels, different contributions, early retirement age compared to other people in the fund. So it is a complex issue. I think the way forward is to look at new entrants into the pension scheme, and that's where we can address the problems more clearly.
Government, like others, you talk of using your business skills. Government and the public sector, respectfully at times, is nothing like the world of business. So which skills specifically do you think you can transfer from one to the other?
I think government needs to be better managed. It needs to be more clear in its objectives, and the communication from the top down to the civil servants and to the general public has to be far clearer.
Well, when you say now, better managed?
Well, I think in any business, I mean, I think we're our man PLC. If you're running or managing a business, your responsibility is to the shareholders or directors. If you're a member of the House of Keys, your responsibility is to the public, to the people of the Isle of Man. And I think we need to be, as I said before, more structured in our management. And when I mean management, I mean government. And more clearly down the line that everything that we do is clearly laid out and thought about before any clear decisions are made.
What do you think government perhaps could have better spent money on?
I think we have a major problem at the moment with the economy. We need to have growth in the population on the Isle of Man, which in return will increase revenue. Now, without revenue, we're going to just flatline. We need to invest. We need to invest in people. We need to invest in new businesses. And more importantly as well, we need to invest in our existing businesses and help the economy grow. And with the growth in the economy, then we can start putting things into place, and we'll have money to be able to put these things into place.
Improving the lot of first-time buyers in the island is an issue you're raising in your manifesto. How can housing costs be brought down effectively by government? Because in what is a private sector in which people involved in property are encouraged to invest, and thereby it pushes the prices up further.
Oh, that's natural in a free market. I think there are areas, and I'd like to go that into further detail maybe in my longer interview, where first-time buyers can be helped more efficiently with an easier scheme that we can put into place to make young couples help them on the first step of the housing ladder. And I think the system at the moment isn't fair enough. There's a big divide between spending in the public housing sector than there is in the private sector. I think that balance needs to be addressed.
More to explore. William Bowers, Middle candidate, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much indeed, James.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.